The problem was thankfully never fixed, and in time, the box overflowed as more and more art piled up. I think the dilemma exists because art, among all the other tidy categories, most closely resembles what it is like to be human, to be alive. It is our nature to be imperfect, to have uncategorized feelings and emotions, to make or do things that don't sometimes necessarily make sense. Art is all just perfectly imperfect. Once the word art enters the description of what you're up to, it is almost like getting a hall pass from perfection. It thankfully releases us from any expectation of perfection. In relation to my own work not being perfect, I just always point to the tattered box behind the couch and mention the word art, and people seem to understand and let you off the hook about being perfect and go back to their business. There's a quote that I share every time I talk about vulnerability and perfectionism. My fixation with these words from Leonard Cohen's song Anthem comes from how much comfort and hope they give me as I put enough into practice. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. The shield, numbing. If you're wondering if this section is about addiction and you're thinking, this isn't about me, please listen on. This is about all of us. First, one of the most universal numbing strategies is what I call crazy busy. I often say that when they start having 12-step meetings for busyaholics, they'll need to rent out football stadiums. We are a culture of people who've bought into the idea that if we stay busy enough, the truth of our lives won't catch up with us. Second, statistics dictate that there are very few people who haven't been affected by addiction. I believe we all numb our feelings. We may not do it compulsively and chronically, which is addiction, but that doesn't mean that we don't numb our sense of vulnerability. And numbing vulnerability is especially debilitating because it doesn't just deaden the pain of our difficult experiences. Numbing vulnerability also dulls our experiences of love, joy, belonging, creativity, and empathy. We can't selectively numb emotion. Numb the dark, and you numb the light. If you're also wondering if numbing refers to doing illegal drugs or having a few glasses of wine after work, the answer is yes. I'm going to argue that we need to examine the idea of taking the edge off, and that means considering the glasses of wine we drink while we're cooking dinner, eating dinner, and cleaning up after dinner, our 60-hour work weeks, the sugar, the fantasy football, the prescription pills, and the 4 shots of espresso that we drink in order to clear the fog from the wine and Advil PM. I'm talking about you and me and the stuff we do every day.